For WKAR News, I'm Kevin Lavery. Today we're starting a weekly series on education in Michigan. For more than a decade, proficiency skills among elementary students have been in steep decline, particularly in reading. There's a number of factors driving these results. Today, the Michigan League for Public Policy is releasing its annual Kids Count data book. It's a comprehensive study that uses 16 key indicators to measure the health, economic security, education, and family life of more than 2 million children. The report sheds light on how these factors intersect to affect a child's success. Alicia Guevara-Warren directs the Michigan Kids Count Project, and she told me about how her team compiles their information.
We use credible, reliable data from sources like the American Community Survey, the Census Bureau. We do special data requests to state departments of Health and Human Services and education. So our job is really trying to pull together what would be complicated data sets and try to put it into a form that's more usable and readable for our community partners and for families.
Let's look at third grade reading proficiency. It's called English Language Arts. The data we have from the 2017 book shows 54% of third graders in the state not proficient in English language arts. The most recent book, 55.9%. That's almost 2 whole percentage points, despite the fact that our poverty rates, which is a big indicator of success, are going down. What's going on there?
I think a couple of different things are happening here. When we look at third grade reading, we really only have 3 years worth of data. So if we look at 2015 and 2016 child poverty rates, we only see a small decline. We know that poverty does have a pretty significant impact on a child's education and their access really to the type of schools that have the ability to really provide the things that students need. Reading proficiency for students from families with low incomes is about 70% are not proficient compared to 40% of students who are not living in low-income families. So it's important to see that there's a pretty significant disparity. But again, when we look at the numbers, even as a whole, it's an issue that all kids and all schools seem to be struggling with.
I don't fault our government and civic leaders for being optimistic in terms of the pitch, the message, come to Michigan, you know, learn the new economy, the new IT skills, etc. But looking at these numbers, I mean, it's hard not to see the disconnect between the rhetoric and the reality.
Absolutely. You know, when we look at these 16 different measures, we try to take a comprehensive look at how our kids are doing across economic security, education, health and safety, and family and community. And we are seeing some progress. So we can't, you know, I don't want to diminish the fact that there is some progress being made. I wouldn't consider it a huge win, but we are seeing fewer kids living in poverty. Most counties saw an improvement. But when we start looking at the ranges of poverty in particular across our counties and our state, we see a low of 6.4% in Livingston County and over 40% in Lake County. We see some significant racial and ethnic disparities, which is also troubling when we see, you know, about 42% of African-American kids living in poverty, about 30% of Latinx kids in poverty. So yes, we're making some progress, but the data is showing us that more than half of these 16 indicators have either stagnated or they've worsened over time. So clearly there's still a lot of work to do.
Poverty is a huge factor, but it's not the only factor. There's the home life and then there's the in-classroom life. To what degree can teachers be reasonably held accountable for this slide?
I think that most would agree that they could use extra support. I mean, when we think about classroom sizes, teachers' ability to access professional development, I think that teachers would say, yes, please give me some extra support to be able to improve reading scores.
Are parents really aware of this information? I mean, how do you market this in a way that means something to people who are most affected?
I think from a parent perspective, it's a tool for beginning conversations and beginning to connect with other people in their own communities who are interested in trying to make things better.
Alicia Guevara-Warren is the project director for Michigan Kids Count, a project of the Michigan League for Public Policy. We've been talking about the latest Kids Count data book for 2018. Alicia, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
For WKAR, I'm Kevin Lavery.